For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella High School track and field sophomore Nolan Clayburg, I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.
What was your initial reaction to losing out on this spring season? And what is it like now looking back, knowing that you would be done and have probably been up at the state meet last weekend?
Yeah, I was also really upset, but I knew that we would have a good returning team for next year, and I wasn't too upset then.
Well, and Nolan, I've gotten to know you a little bit. I imagine you're taking the weightlifting pretty seriously.
I also was working with Eric Pingle in the offseason. And then, yeah, lifting has been a big part of it also with offseason and during the season while I was waiting for it to come back, if it would.
You were from this group that was at the Blue Oval last year and participated in that shuttle hurdle relay. What did you learn from that race going up against the best teams in the state? And what were the ways that you were trying to elevate yourself even more to shave off that extra, you know, tenths of a second difference that it ultimately was between first and third place?
Well, I learned everything I did from the two seniors that were here last year. And so I guess I was trying to be the leader this year, I guess, for like taking their place, you know, how they were the leaders. And so I pretty much did what they were doing as much as I could. And like, meaning working hard in practice and getting like the perfect warm up in. And then also, I also referred back to their like advice on like starts and stuff, I guess that's a good way to put it.
And what do you remember from that day and that race in particular, especially how competitive it was?
I remember being really like nervous, I guess, because I was just a freshman. And then like the seniors were right there to help me. And Brandon also, they were right there to keep me calm, I guess. And then, yeah, once we started, it made sense. But like, I was very nervous leading up to that. I just remember how our seniors were telling us that we were just as good as the guys we were going up against. And that was really motivating for me. And yeah, I remember warming up and seeing all those bigger guys over there. And then we actually ended up beating most of them. So that was really cool for me.
What are the ways that you're hoping to get yourself ready for the junior season?
I'm really excited to get after it this summer with my teammates. We're actually starting our morning lifting thing on July 1st. So I'm really excited for that to come. That'll be big for our football team because we really do need the extra work. And yeah, then for track season, I'm going to be working with Eric Pingle again on the winter and more off-season stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And what are your goals for football season coming off of a year where you were able to start as a sophomore and now you're going to be one of those upperclassmen?
I hope to lead as good as I can for the incoming players that are going to be on the varsity team, and I hope to win the state title.
Well, very good. And how much has it helped during this quarantine to have your sister and your two brothers back and being able to work out, all of whom are great college athletes that have had great careers? I'm guessing they've had a big influence on you.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's been really good having them home. They're really good influences, and they teach me a lot more than I would if I was just by myself here. Yeah, they've had me on a really good workout schedule and eating schedule, and I've never felt better, honestly.
Once again, that was Pella High School track and field sophomore Nolan Clayburg on 92.1 KRLS.